السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This beautiful Juma morning, and I believe you are in Pretoria, Muftisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Muftisab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسليم كريم. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today the Mubarak, Honorable, Blessed Day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 15th of Zulqadah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Sabah, chapter number 34, and verses number 50, 51, and 52. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in various places give us examples. The Master alayhi salatu salam is addressed, but it does not refer to the Master alayhi salatu salam. It refers more to me and you. So we should always take cognizance of that. This is also one example. Chapter 34, verse number 50. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Qul sayyu ya Rasool Allah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, in dhalaltu, if I go astray. Now, obviously, the Master alayhi salatu salam will not go astray, that this is ala sabilil farz, hypothetically, for argument's sake. So, if me and you, Allah forbid, go astray, so who are we causing harm to? We're causing harm to ourselves. So, therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded by Almighty Allah, teach humanity for posterity that they're causing harm to themselves. You're not going to cause harm to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You're not going to cause harm to the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Islam. Qul in dalaltu, if I go astray hypothetically, for argument's sake, so it is for me and you, not for the Master alayhi salatu salam, the greater message. فَإِنَّمَا أَذِلُّ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. So then I'm causing harm to myself, that I'm detrimental for myself. So each one of us should think, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, exclusively the one. Chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy, not only to humanity, but the entire universe and creation. So that is the message of Nur, of Radiance, of Effulgence, Siraj, Munira. So the Nur of the Master alayhi salatu salam still spreading till today, and people embracing Islam. وَإِنِهْتَدَيْتُ, and if I am guided, then obviously the Master alayhi salam is the most guided. And thereafter, فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي, it is because only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sends wahi, revelation to me. So direct revelation from Almighty Allah comes to Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter number 53, Surah Al-Najmi, and verses number 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own whims, fancies and desires. It is but wahi and revelation that is sent to him, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, when there's a conflict between revelation and reason, we always have to give the revelation, the wahi, preference. when there is, for you students, ulama, when there is the aruz and conflict between aql and naql, between our so-called intelligence and intellect, and between naql, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, we have to give the wahi, the naql, preference at all times, all places. فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي, it is because وَهِي Almighty Allah sends the wahi and revelation to me via the archangel, and that is Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, and that is how wahi revelation comes. So that is our belief and unanimous belief on that issue. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ قَرِيبٌ, verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all-hearing and very, very near. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter number 2, verse number 186, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Arabbuna qareebun aw ba'eedun, that is Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala near or far? If the Master alayhi salatu salam said, then this was the answer. Then if the Allah Ta'ala is very, very near, then what we will do? Fanunaji, we will just whisper. Amba'idun fanunadi, we will shout and scream. So remember, Allah revealed the verse, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 186. Wa'idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa'inni qareeb. When my servants ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, say, I'm very, very near. How near? Ujibu da'awata da'i idha da'an, when they make dua and supplicate, then I will respond to them. Wa nahnu aqrabu ilayhi min hablil warid, we are nearer to them than their own jugular vein. So many verses we will find. So yeah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching us, innahu sami'un qareeb, he is very, very, is always hearing and very, very near. Now Almighty Allah takes us to the day of justice, the day of judgment. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ, only if you Muslim could see what will unfold on that day, is فَزِعُ, when the people will be terrified and petrified, and they will know that now this is the time for hisab, the time for reckoning, the time for accountability. فَلَا فَوْتَ, and there's no escape. They will look for escape everywhere, the non-Muslim. وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ, and they will be seized and taken from a very near place, meaning unexpectedly at the time of death, that is Qiyamatu Sughra, the micro, and at the time of Qiyamah, and that is the macro, the day of justice. So whether it be at the time of death or whether it be the time of Qiyamah, both translations are acceptable. From a near place they will be taken unexpectedly. They will think that they still got a lot of time to live, and there will be nothing. They will just wine, dine, and swine. But Almighty Allah says, no, we will seize them. And then that's the time now when it's too late, they will say, وَقَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ, they will say, now we bring iman. But iman is yu'minuna bil ghayb. You bring iman in the unseen and on the unseen. So yeah, they want to bring iman after they witness the sign. Sakarat. Sakarat means you're losing control now, and your ta'alluq connection has started with the year after. Therefore, you see the person who's passed away, many a time his or her eyes are still open. So that contact is broken now, the ruh, the soul has separated, emanated from the body, and therefore the eyes have remained open. As Muslims, we should close the eyes immediately and read, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, on the religion of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to bring iman at that time is too late. Now is the time for iman and for faith, and that time is the time for jaza, either reward or either punishment. So Almighty Allah poses the question, now you want to bring iman? وَأَنَّا لَهُمُ التَّنَاوُشُ مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. Tanawush means tanawul in Arabic. So how will they reach this iman from such a distant place? Meaning now you've gone to the akhirat. You suppose the akhirat means the year after. You supposed to bring iman, faith, conviction in this world and not afterwards. Easy example that will resonate with you is the penalty. The referee blows the final whistle and then you go and score goals. So what did it mean? Nothing. So that is what human being tries and do today. That no, we will bring Iman, we will do this. But sometimes, alas, it's too late. So may Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, protect, preserve our Iman. Chapter 3, verse number 8. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh, beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. After you, O Almighty Allah, granted us this hidayat, this nur, this radiance, this effulgence, and grant us وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. From your side, grant us the special mercy to envelope us, O Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Verily, Allah, you are the best of givers. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, every day, and especially now, remember on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, in this blessed month of Zulqa'dah, which is one of the four sacred holy months. So we should be reading chapter 7, verse 151, abundantly. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, you alone are the most merciful one to show mercy. Now, inshallah, we go for the news, views and interviews. What's happening, inshallah, in the world, locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 15th of Zulqa'dah 1445, the Gaza genocide GG 231. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah al rabbil alamin, Allahu Akbar. Three jutlas were dispatched to Jahannam. We say alhamdulillah, we don't have any empathy, sympathy for them. More than 20 of them in the past 24 hours were injured, some of them very, very seriously, critically. You can read all this here in the news coming through on the wires and so different media and so forth. So remember today, the day Friday, Israel fears two things. Maybe sanctions will be applied on them from the ICC, and maybe there will be a call from the ICC to stop the war there against Hamas, against the Palestinians, against our babies and children, because that's what they are, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, killing our babies and children and so forth. Yesterday, they murdered two youngsters, 15 years old, riding bicycle day in the West Bank. And anybody, they will just use one term, that no, this is Hamas and so forth and so on. Congress should not be inviting Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza. He is hated by majority of the people within Israel, by majority of the Jews. So this is what Allah Ta'ala does. Chapter number 22, verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. When Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces a person, then there is none to give him honor and dignity. Torture of the Palestinians, the United Nations say they will be probing that. We must remember they're speaking about their 120, 130, whatever the number is of their hostages. Our Palestinians, more than 10,000 are in prison, and that they call administrative detention. They can just arrest any Palestinian. No trial, nothing, and they'll just keep him or her there, and then they torture them and so forth. So what about our hostages? Where is the justice and so forth and so on? We know the United Nations also, in the words of George Galloway, the United Nations and all these organizations, is just a pig in his word, he said, George Galloway, and they put lipstick on it. And we have to agree with them on this. So he said that what happened, we know what happened in Bosnia when the Serbs, they raped and they murdered and they killed our people, more than 8,000 Muslim men, boys and all that, and women and so forth were murdered, raped. So in 1995, that took place. So now they are going to commemorate that, and the Serbs are very, very upset about that. Biden says we don't recognize the ICC jurisdiction. So whether you recognize it or not, Joe Genocide Biden, that is the reality on the ground. You, America, and you, Israel, are the biggest terrorists on this earth. You know, from World War II till now, more than 70 countries you invaded, you caused harm to them, and you thought you can save Israel. Nobody can save them, and you can make all the noise you want to. The public narrative, the world opinion has turned against America and against Israel. Putin is a big harami. That's why we like him. So Allah give him hidayat. So Putin said yesterday, we are preparing and doing the groundwork how to confiscate the United States assets, because you stole the Russian assets, and now you're giving some of the profits and the interest to Ukraine, so we can do the same. So here in Bahrain, we see there the Bahrain king. So now he is another chamcha and sidekick of the Saudis and of the Arabs and so forth. So he arrived in Moscow. So he wants to discuss for 2 days things with him, with, you know, with Putin. And they'll discuss, you understood, about trade and discuss about Gaza and Palestine and so forth. So in India, you know, there are some politicians who have been accused of rape and of sexual harassment, and that some of them have been charged that they raped or they sexually molested 16 women and so forth. So their passports will be cancelled, so they can't flee the country. So that is during now the elections. And these are the BJP characters, some of them. So very, very big disgrace for Modi and his party. So Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz newspaper, at last some justice has come to the Palestinians. Is it time that the Israelis will wake up? Well, said Gideon Levy. He writes brilliant articles. Every Muslim, every person of justice should read the Haaretz daily and read the articles written and authored by him, by Gideon Levy. Israel's police, listen to this story. Yeah, you jutlas, you haramis, you murderers, and supporting the jutlas and giving them unbridled support. The Israeli police will have to pay 20,000 shekels to a Palestinian journalist for assaulting him. And you know, when they assault them, it's not 1, 2, 5, 10, 20 of them come and they will hit him and so forth. So now it is on camera, so now they have to pay 20,000 shekels. It's just, you must remember crumbs, but at least now the world knows who the real terrorists are and who the real enemies of humanity are. In Makkah Mukarrama, the Kiswa, the Ghilaf of the Kaaba Musharrafa has been raised. Our people, some of them, they're very simple, Simon. So, you know, when we were there many a time with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, so they say the Kaaba Musharrafa is gone into ihram. You know, ihram, the state of consecration. You will see the men now be wearing the white towels and so forth, the lower garment, upper garment. So they say that the Kaaba Musharrafa is gone into ihram. There's no such thing like that. What it is, you know, people got no scruples, some of them. So they come with small, small scissors, and then they cut pieces of the Kaaba Musharrafa, and they steal it right by the Baytullah. Obviously, it's haram. So therefore, they raise it. Normally, they used to change the Ghilaf, the Kiswa, on the 9th of Zulhijjah, when the Hajis are going towards Arafat. Last year, they changed it. This year, actually, beginning 1445, the 1st of Muharram. So let's see when they're going to change it. It's something very nice to see that if you go outside Makkah, the area is called Kiswa. The area is called Masna'ul Kiswa. The area is called Nuzha. And there, the Kiswa factory is there. So if you can go there, make an appointment and go. Inshallah, they'll allow you and show you. Before, in the 70s, when we used to go, 74, 75, and we go and we take people also. So they used to do everything manually by hand. Now most of the things are done by machine and so forth. But still it's something fascinating. And next to the Masna'ul Kiswa is a wonderful museum there. All of you Hujjaj, brothers, sisters, children, you should go there. It's called Ma'aridul Haramain. And it's all free. You don't need no guide, nothing, to enter that museum. And everything is written in Arabic and English. So it's something fascinating to see. Kenya will become the latest ally of the United States, non-NATO member, and will be co-opted with the United States. So you can see, they will give them millions, billions of dollars, and you must spy for us here in Africa and so forth. So a disaster, but you know, the political people think they're making progress. This is now unconfirmed reports, but it's coming through the wires from, you know, Ching Ching Ping and all these people. Now, we don't know how authentic it is, but anyway, I read it last night. China might invade Taiwan in June. So you see, there's three things going on, and everywhere America is losing. So Putin went into Ukraine. That was 2022 February. Imran Khan was there at that time. And he went in there, and Putin is hitting the hell out of Ukraine, and America and NATO is winning. There is no doubt about that. China has already started military drills, and they have already surrounded Taiwan. So America wants a war with China, so China say we're ready, and they will then, it will be a walk in the park for them, obviously. So if they do invade, so that will be the second war which already started with America and China. And third one is with Palestinians and their proxy, and that is the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. They also, we kill the Jutlas and they, their army personnel and so forth. And they kill and murder our civilians, our babies, our children. Those of you going for Hajj and so forth, you should verify this with your various agents. I'm not making a statement, but I'm telling you to inquire. Yesterday from my one relative, he said, I want to cancel my Hajj. I told him, no, Ba, you can't cancel your Hajj. Just go and find out from your agent or from the embassy or whatever, Saudi embassy. Because Saudi Arabia, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and Bill Gates, the small Dajjal, it seems that they have teamed up to give the Muslim pilgrims their vaccine and so forth. So are they giving it? Is it compulsory? Is it optional? So, but don't cancel your Hajj. You go, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy. Hospital in Gaza, 5 days now, still under siege and so forth. So who attacks hospitals and mosques and churches and all that? Only the Jutlas. That's all. That's their job. So you must remember, the biggest terrorists and so forth. Today, some organizations are saying that the ulama and the imam should speak about the elections and so forth. So they want to promote the government and one party. We reject that with the contempt it deserves. You must remember that. You must leave it to the personal conscience of the person. The message we give everybody is this. First question, should you vote? Shouldn't you vote? So make istikhara. Second question, which party should you vote? So remember, you should say, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So whenever you have to take a quick decision, so remember, read this dua mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla wa'ala, you select the best for me and you choose for me. So don't go and promote one party because you're selling yourself off yourself, that you are showing and disclosing to the people that you're receiving so much money, millions, hundreds of thousands from ABC, from this country, from this politician, from this organization. So you've been compromised yourself, and therefore you can't speak one word against the Kuffar Shias, or you can't speak one word against the ruling party. So that is not the function of ulama. Ulama's job is to speak the truth, and wala yakhafu fillahi lawmat alaim, not to fear criticism. Inshallah al-Aziz, that today our program will be from 8:30 to 9, Mufti Aku with Mawaz Zahid Khan. We will then join Makkah Mukarrama at around 11:18 is the Adhan, South African time, 12:18 there. And Sheikh Sudesh will deliver the khutbah, render the salat and so forth. So we will take it live, inshallah al-Aziz, and then we will translate it there. So inshallah al-Aziz. Regarding our radios and so forth, today my brother Dawood Monli will be in Shellcross. Mufti Shuaib Patel is there. His son Mauna Ismail, he will be coordinating with Dawood Monli. So those of you who want to tune your radios and so that, get it reset. So just there in Shellcross, contact Mufti Shuaib Patel or his son, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala reward them. And inshallah, my brother Bilal is there at our studios in Durban from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. You can go there, inshallah, whoever wants. And it's all free of charge. Nobody will charge you anything. MashaAllah, I'm here in Pretoria in Masjid Aisha. We're doing the program live from here. Allah Jalla Wala reward our Maulana Abdul Rahman Kolwadia. Make dua for Maulana's brother, Mufti Abdul Razak. Mufti Abdul Razak? Mufti Abdul Rahman is ill and sick. Allah Jalla Wala grant him shifa. And I'm the guest here, Mawana Abdul Razak Kolwadia. So Allah Jalla Wala reward them. Allah Ta'ala grant Mufti Sahab, you understand, Mufti Abdul Rahman, shifa kamil. Inshallah, we'll go and visit Mufti Sahab today. All those who are ill and sick, Allah Jalla Wala grant them shifa kamil. So Mawana Salim, we are ready for you, inshallah al-Aziz. That we got 20 minutes, inshallah, for the Q&A. So let's fire up whatever is there over you. So we're ready for you, inshallah. There's some brothers here, they're seeing the program live first time, you know. So they're fascinated that how we do it. Moana Salim Karim is in Ladysmith, NKR. So one day I went to the masjid in Ladysmith, they wrote the NKR, no kitab reading, you understood? So that was on a lighter note. And anyway, you must remember, and I'm here sitting in Pretoria, and Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota is sitting there in land, so subhanallah, and Zakaria Mota is sitting in Durban. So that is technology, and we're coming to you across the world with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli rabbi. Ji Maulana.
Mufti Saab, while slaughtering, I cut my fingers and my blood mixed with the sheep's blood. Will this be taboo? Will I be bad luck all my life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We need to know that what the Quran Sharif states. You see, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that when you speak of the Quran, it says that, O damam masfuha. So remember that the blood that is haram and so forth and so on is the blood that is flowing and so. So therefore, when you study the Quran Sharif, you see under the ayat of Qurbani and so forth, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So we should fulfill our duty with beauty and not just do things, you know, haphazardly and so forth. And hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Abu Dawood, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that what we should do, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبُ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. That verily Allah has prescribed and ordained upon you Muslims that when you slaughter, it should be done in a humane manner. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. No torture and stunning and so forth. That's not permissible. It's haram that to torture the animal. See Surah An'am, chapter number 6, verse number 145. Almighty Allah states, Illa ayyakuna maytatan. If an animal dies a natural death or is not slaughtered in a prescribed manner, aw damam masfuha, or the blood that oozes out from the animal, aw lahma khinzirin, or the flesh of the swine and so forth. We know that the swine is bumper to bumper haram and side to side, top to bottom, fa innahu ritsun. So all this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 6, verse 145. So now you, brother, you went to go slaughter, whether it's for akikah, whatever, and then you cut your finger in the process. Then your blood and the animal's blood all got mixed up. So remember, the animal is 100% halal, and make sure that this qurbani, you don't go cut another finger, brother. So inshallah, that you must give it to the brothers who can slaughter properly. We don't want you to make your qurbani, we want you to make the animal's qurbani, brother.
Mufti Saab, the rich always associate with the rich. How many poor friends do you have, Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That remember that we're very rich with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Allah blessed us with Iman. Allah blessed us with Islam. And therefore, when we make programs, we always say, go to the poor, poor areas also. The last time I was there, we went to Phoenix, we went to all these places. I had live program from Kwamashu also. So mashallah, our message is local, national, international, for the rich, for the poor, for everybody. So we got no problem in that. But I think that you, my brother, that you're jealous, you know. So therefore, you're trying to say that we only go to the rich and so forth. We go everywhere, alhamdulillah. If you are jealous, we make dua for you. Allah Jalla Wala, remove the jealousy and read this dua, brother. Chapter 59, verse number 10. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّةٍ. Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts the malice, rancor, hatred for people of Iman. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, you are very, very compassionate, very, very merciful. And inshallah, if you are really jealous, Allah remove the jealousy and we seek Allah's protection. Wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. We go everywhere, my brother. Not one time a person can say we didn't go to the poor places and so forth and so on. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But we reach with Iman and Islam, alhamdulillah.
Mufti Saab, I'm a revert. What is the longest time to keep the body of a deceased person in a home before burial?
In Islam, we should bury the person as soon as possible. You know, in English, we have a wonderful saying, justice delayed is justice denied. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, if the person passed away a good death, he passed away today on a Friday. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahih authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha, whosoever Almighty Allah gave death to the person on a Friday, the day of Friday, the night of Friday, last night, وَقَوْهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبَرِ, so Almighty Allah will protect that person from the punishment, torment and chastisement of the grave. However the proviso and condition is, the person must pass away with Iman and Islam. That's the prerequisite. So now if a person passed away like that, so what the hadith teaches us, قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي, take me quickly, take me quickly, and get me buried, read my janazah, salat, everything. Take me to a better place. There the person will already see and experience the fragrance of Jannah. Inna al-qabra rawdatun min riyadil Jannah. The qabr, the grave, is one of the gardens of Jannah. We are flying from here to there, London, New York, and Moscow, and where, via Dubai, via this country, or directly. So now you are in the country, you're going now layover, transfer, you know, then you put you in a first class lounge. So how elated, happy you are. But you know it is temporary. You have to reach your destination. So our destination is Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So this is now all temporary. So therefore, take us to a better place. If the person died, Allah forbid, as a munafiq, hypocrite, only paid lip service to Islam outwardly, inside there was no real Iman and so forth, or he died a non-Muslim, Allah is the sole judge then. So remember that in a case like that, get rid of that person as soon as possible. So therefore in Islam, to delay and all that, this cousin is coming and this uncle and this Kala and Masi and auntie, all that not permissible. We must expedite matters, remember that. I give you a quick story, which most of you will not know. There was Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, Grand Mufti of Pakistan. We met him several times. He passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, the author of Ma'ariful Quran. Ma'ariful Quran is written in 8 volumes. I don't know, Mausaleem, if you met Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Anyway, so remember that there was now the Mashura they made with Mufti Taqi Usmani, Mufti Rafi Usmani, all of them, that the honorable sons of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, Rahimahullah. Mufti Rafi Sahib also passed away, only Mufti Taqi is left. Anyway, that we must translate this in English. So they got Professor Shamim. Professor Shamim studied in America, Pakistani, and he agreed, and they said, he did translation of 6 volumes of Ma'ariful Quran, and then he passed away, remember that. So you know when he passed away, he translated Dr. Abdul Hay Al-Arifi, Hazrat Tanvi Nawarullah Marqadaw's Khalifa there, who we met several times. Hazrat Tanvi passed away in 1943. So never on a Wednesday, Hazrat Tanvi passed away. So nevertheless, Dr. Abdul Hay Al-Arifi wrote a book, Ahkam-e-Mayyit, you know, so regarding the laws of a mayyit and so forth. So he translated it, Prophet Shamim, from Urdu to English. And he told his son and them, whatever is in this book, you must do this exactly. 2-3 hours, ghusl done, janazah done, burial done, everything done. See, Professor, that Allah took such work from him, 6 volumes of Ma'ariful Quran, of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, he translated. But he knew his aim, objective in life. Don't delay. Quick, everything must be done. That we make this dua on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, on this Mubarak month of Zulqa'dah. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you. Last night I gave a talk here in Masjid Aisha. I related to them the incident of Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, rahmatullah alayhi. He used to cry, he used to beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life. Subhanallah, on a Friday, in sujood, in sajda, he passes away. He was the sage of the age, the wali of Allah, you know. So we need to understand that this world is just temporary. We have to leave. But Allah, we beg you, make that day the best day in our life. Mujahid, one of the greatest students of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Amama Baytillah, Amama Ka'batil Musharrafa, right in front of the Baytullah. And he says, for the last 3 years of Ibn Abbas' life, he passed away in Taif. In 68, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, performed his janazah salat. Mujahid says, I should sit with my honorable ustad, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, ayat for ayat, ayat for ayat, is to make tafsir for me. They gave their life for Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim must not be that we just finish Quran, I became hafiz, I finished tafsir and then relax. No, I must finish my life in the khidmat, in the service of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. So Mujahid, the celebrated student of Abdullah ibn Abbas, his last moments making sajda right in front of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Then his ruh leaves, and then he goes to the mercy of Almighty Allah. Our student, Mona Ismail Salaji, is Pingo Beach. He studied in Darum, Newcastle. He is our first batch, he's my student. Before he passed away, he came to visit me there at the studio. Said I came to visit my ustad and so forth. 1973, Mawlana Qasim Sema, our principal, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, started Darum Newcastle. 83, our first batch, 7 students. Mawlana Ismail Salaji was there. He's reading Salat there at Darul Uloom in Spingo Beach. He goes into Sajda. And the brothers who are next to him, they thought that he had fallen asleep because he didn't fall down. Allah loved him so much for Mawlana Ismail Salaji. Why? When there was lockdown, he said, lockdown, no lockdown. Me, I'm going to masjid. I'll make etikaf right through. He said for etikaf the whole lockdown. He made the masjid, ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. The most beloved place to Allah is the masjid, hadith in Sahih Muslim. Allah loved his action, Allah. The people say, after salam, they were shaking him. Then only they realized he already passed away. Wa wasajidun in sajda. And he never fell down. Normally, if you insist that you fall. But see, Allah loved him and loved his sujood. So that type of death, we should ask Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahab, the last time when a lady asked if women can participate in jihad, you said the biggest jihad for them is Hajj. My question is, are they forbidden forever to take part in jihad? Or there must be restrictions?
Remember, my sister, we don't say things from our side. Everything we tell you is from Quran Sharif, is from Sunnah Mubarakah, or is from Sahaba radiallahu an, or from the Awliyaullah, or from the four schools of thought. That, in a nutshell, is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And that is what we teach and preach, and we live by that with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So you pose the question that women and jihad. I told you that Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, Azwaj Mutahharat, ask Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, afala nujahid? Why we don't go for jihad, the females, the ladies, and so forth? Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, there is jihad for you, but jihad you got, jihadu kunna al-hajj, wala qitala fi. There is jihad for you, and your jihad is you go for hajj, there's no combat and fighting. Therefore, I go for Hajj, I receive the reward of Hajj. My wife goes, my mother goes, my sister goes, my daughter goes. You receive reward for Hajj, and you reward for, remember, that is Hajj, and for jihad as well. You as a mother, sister, your reward is greater than that of the man, because you are making jihad and you are making Hajj as well. So double reward you will get. Open Mishkat Musnad Ahmadi, Sahih Hadith, authentic Hadith. Now when you speak, you see our problem is what, my sister, my esteemed listeners, we don't understand the meaning of jihad. Let me explain to you in business terms. I mean, Pretoria, you know, Pretoria, we pari bo in hite. There are a lot of business people here, you see. So I have to speak to them with a language to resonate with them. You see, you have the holding company, okay? So you have the holding company, okay? So the holding company is the company right on top. You must remember that. And when you have the holding company, so then under the holding company, you have the subsidiaries. So ABC is holding company. Then you have this subsidiary, then you have this subsidiary, then this subsidiary. So jihad, what we're doing now is jihad. You read Fajr Salat in a masjid for you men is jihad. You women, you woke up for Fajr Salat and on time you read Ijtihad. Man salla subha fahuwa fi zimmatillah. You read Fajr Salat on time, you under divine protection, hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Man salla salat al-isha bi jama'atin faka'annama qawman isfal-layl. Wa man salla salat al-fajr bi jama'atin faka'annama qawman layla kulla. All these ahadith sahih in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. You read Isha Salat with jama'at for you men in congregation, is that you made ibadat half the night. You read Fajr Salat with Jamaat, inshallah, 5 past 6 after the program, you'll read Sunnat and then Jama'ah. So remember, then it is, we spend the whole night in Ibadat of Allah in Jihad. So Jihad is the holding company. You teach people something, that is your Jihad. So you, my sister, Jihad. So one component of that holding company of Jihad is Qital. So Qital means that you go and fight. See, I give you example from Quran. Chapter number 66 and verse number 9. Chapter 66, verse number 9. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jahidil kuffar, that you must read jihad. The word jihad is mentioned. Jahid is a commandment, is an injunction. Jahidil kuffar wal munafiqeen, that you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read jihad against them, the kuffar. So there, you first give da'wat and so forth, they don't listen. You tell them, accept Islam, you stay here, you pay a jizya tax, they still don't listen, we wage war. So that is Islam. Wal munafiqeen, and they make war against the munafiqeen. Go open Bukhari Sharif. They ask Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why you don't wage war fighting against the munafiqeen? The Master alayhi salatu salam, he said, inna an-nas aqalu, the people, the public will say, inna Muhammadan yaqtulu ashaba, that he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is already slaughtering or killing, Allah forbid, his own companions. To the world, they were companions. But we know that if a person is munafiq, he can't be a companion, that we know. But the public perception is something else. So see, jahidil kuffara. Kuffara, you make jihad with them, be safe, with arms, ammunition. Wal munafiqeen, be sinan. So that is with your tongue, with your teeth, with your mouth, all that. So da'wat also is jihad. Fighting also is jihad. So you are my sister, your greatest jihad is what? Quran Kareem is teaching you. Chapter 66, verse number 6. And what is that? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, save yourself and save your children and your family from the fire. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, ma nahala walidun nawalada nahlan, that ma nahala walidun waladan nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan, the greatest gift, O father, mother, you can give to your children is good character. Sister, you mustn't think that Islam tells you, you must take your AK-47 and start shooting the jutlas and that and saying you're making jihad. That is not jihad. Third, jihad for you, you must nurture your children. See, I give you one incident, then we'll take one more question quickly. You all look down, majority of the Muslims, they look down upon the Afghani people, the Mujahideen, our Taliban, their women. Say these women, yeah, they're like this, they're this, they're orthodox, they're backward, they can't even speak English, you know. That, they showed the world. We produce, we will stay in our homes. Never mind, we never saw school, university. We will stay in our homes. But we will produce the greatest mujahideen of our time. They took on America, 48 countries, and defeated them, and they had to pack up and put their tails between their legs and run. Trump said the worst defeat, remember, in the history of America was in Afghanistan. If you know Afghanistan's history, there Shah Abdullah Abdali, rahimahullah, 275 years ago, he changed the name from Khorasan to Afghanistan. Only two people won in Afghanistan. One, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's time, Abdurrahman bin Samura went and he conquered parts of Kabul in Afghanistan. Abu Dawood, his name is mentioned there. Kabul, his name is mentioned. They mentioned there in Abu Dawood. In time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, again Abdurrahman bin Samura was appointed by Amir Muawiyah and he won and he beat areas in Afghanistan. After that, the British came thrice in the 60s, all three times defeated. The Russians came in 79, defeated. The Americans came defeated. Nobody wants to go now. They know that these are the greatest people in jihad today. Now they're making deals with Yemen. They're making deal with Palestine and so forth. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And the hadith is sahih in Sunan Nasai. Isabatan min ummati fa ahrazahumullahu min an-nar. There are two groups, Allah Jalla wala protect them from the fire. Isabatun taghzul Hind. One group, one army will go to India and they will defeat the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers. And the second group will go, Isabatun taghzu ma Isa ibn Maryam. They will fight in Palestine. They will join the army of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Last question, Mawlana.
Mufti Sahib, is there any virtue for a young widow of Nabalik children? Is a woman in Idzat her du'as accepted?
Remember, Allah Jalla wa Ala grant your husband Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You are a widow, you got ma'asum children. So remember, you should make your sense sabr in this sense, that make their tarbiyat and so forth. And if you don't get married, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana, I, and that lady who's a widow, and she made sabr for the sake of her children, then she will be so near to me on day of justice. The Master alayhi salam took his two Mubarak fingers and joined them and so forth. Ana wa kafilul yateem kahatein. So it shows great, great virtue. So sister, that is my advice. Don't think of getting married and so forth. In iddat you are 130 days from time of death. No new clothes, no jewelry, no mendi. And after that, if you can control your desires and suppress it, take care of your children and Allah Jalla Wala will reward you. Inshallah, 11:20, we'll move to Makkah and Sheikh Sudais and then we'll translate it. Our program now is here, Sunnat Salat and then Fajr and after Fajr a program, inshallah. And then inshallah, we'll go to Masjid there in town, Masjid Metro, Masjid where Mawlana Nu'man is. The Jummah program is there. 12:20 South African time is Azan and 12:30 is the lecture, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, Mawlana. Barakallah feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.